House Democrats are in Williamsburg, Virginia, at the party's annual retreat. In any other year, the topics of the Democrats' conference might include the year's legislative agenda, looking to the goals of the summer and fall. This year, the party's focus is on today and tomorrow. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that the economic crisis has taken over the entire agenda.
It's all stimulus all the time.
Not since World War II, at least, has a caucus gathered with so many challenges facing our country and the stakes so high.
Vice President Joe Biden, he spoke to the House Democrats this morning.
We've never, 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 never faced the set of circumstances we face today. We've had more dire times in our history, more dire times in the world, but we don't have much of a roadmap to go by.
Biden's speech was supposed to lay out the Obama administration's foreign policy plans, but like everything else at this conference, that subject was well dwarfed by the problems in the economy. After Biden, the Democrats heard from a panel of their party's governors. The states, said Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are taking big bites of this wormy apple called the economic downturn. Lawmakers heard from Bev Perdue of North Carolina, Colorado's Bill Ritter, and David Patterson of New York.
We have tried to make reductions every place we can. K through 12 education, health care, human and social services, even our public safety. If we cut any
programs that involve at-risk kids, full-day kindergarten, they involve Medicaid and our child health insurance program. They involve human services, mental health programs, and we're sitting there.
We are the faces of millions and millions of people in our states, and the services that we are so hopeful to help fund through this partnership, through the economic stimulus with the Congress, are critically important.
As for the political fight back in Washington, it flew down on Air Force One with President Obama last night. In his speech to lawmakers, Mr. Obama clearly went on the offense, rallying Democrats to move fast and criticizing Republicans for putting drag on his plan.
I don't care whether you're driving a hybrid or an SUV. If you're headed for a cliff, you've got to change direction. That's what the American people called for in November, and that's what we intend to deliver.
After his speech, lawmakers chattered as word spread that President Obama will take his message on the road next week, selling the economic stimulus plan around the country and putting pressure on opposing Republicans. Speaker Pelosi called on Americans to help her persuade reluctant members of Congress to act. And then this morning, lawmakers awoke to the news that almost 600,000 more Americans lost their jobs in January. Terrible, said Speaker Pelosi.
And until and unless we pass this package, that rate of job loss will continue. So it is urgent that we act and that we act now.
The only thing they can get wrong, said Vice President Biden, is thinking small and not acting. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Williamsburg, Virginia.